This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
Number 22, Brett Pesce. Looks like, they haven't released anything, but Rod Brindamore last night did not seem all that optimistic that it was going to be good news on the health of Brett Pesce. Pesce was on the ice for the third goal, for the power play goal that made it 3-0. He got twisted up there. He took a couple of more shifts. So I don't know if the injury happened then and he just realized after a couple more shifts that he couldn't go, or if something happened in either of those two shifts. But we'll see. But Dmitry Orlov, now's your time. He's been playing great. Dmitry has been playing great hockey the last 3 months for Carolina. Like the kind of hockey you pay a guy $7.75 million to play, to be honest. And I've been a huge critic of that signing. But boy, has he been good. And Jalen Chatfield keeps getting better. So Carolina's core five, really good. And then Tony DeAngelo, this is my guess, will draw in. Sean Hill also wore number 22. I don't believe has any issues that would keep him out of the lineup, but he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. He's taking a break from making number nines up at the Jersey Mike's in Youngsville.
Lewisburg.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
They're very different. I'm up in that area.
Okay. I apologize. Do we have beef, so to speak, between Lewisburg and Youngsville? Is there like
No.
Like, we don't have
any
issues.
The same.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I apologize.
I think there's a store open in Youngsville yet, to be honest with you.
There's not.
Well, you should get on that, yeah. Sean. Thank you.
I'd love to. Unfortunately, we don't have that trade area, but we'd love to get it.
All right. Well, maybe we can make a trade.
Hey, we can work together, Sean.
Deadline day coming.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's, as you're watching last night, and you've been on the ice, and the reason I thought about you was you were on the ice for the miracle at Molson, and you can feel momentum shift. Could you feel that last night?
I could. When we got the first one, I was, kind of still a little bit guarded. But then the way we started and kept playing after that, I was like, it's going to happen. And then Jarvie's goal was electric. Yeah, and then I'll tell you what, after when we got the second one, I said to my son, I said, we're winning this thing. And then I didn't say it out loud after we tied it, but I thought to myself, these guys are going to win this in regulation.
And yep.
Crazy as it is, they did, and I was not one bit surprised. But, I mean, I don't know if I've ever been so much wrapped up in being a fan as I was in that game. It was amazing, and people, here and there will stop me and say, I'm so sorry. I'm just a fan. And I said, listen, you don't have to apologize. That's exactly what I am. And we're exactly the same. And, I'm a huge, huge fan of this team, and it's a fun time of year.
It is. It is the best time of the year. Now I have some, friends who are Islanders fans, and like, we blew it. I mean, is that a case of, when Carolina's playing their game, maybe the Islanders just don't have enough, is it foot speed on the back end? I think they have a good defense. It's not what it used to be. It's not the same defense as they had a couple of years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago when Devin Taves was there or Nick Leddy was there. Guys are a little bit older. And Noah Dobson's clearly not healthy, because I thought he got big boyed, especially on the Martinuk goal that put him ahead.
Right. I don't know what he's got going on, but Jarvie let him feel the thunder in game one. And, speaking of being a fan, I was so fired up over that. But, I think it's a case where, we get the first goal, and the way we're just all over him, I feel like they're trying to plug holes with bubble gum, and they keep popping up. And, I think in the backs of their minds, they're like, this clock has got to speed up, and, we have got to find a way to get them out of our zone for, the length of time they're in there. And, we just kept wearing them down, zone time shots. It's one of those things where you're just thinking it's going to happen And when it does happen, the whole dam is going to go bursting, and it's going to be, you know, a crazy, crazy episode.
Sean Hill, former Carolina Hurricane here on 99.9 The Fan with me on the Adam Gold Show. Let me ask you about Seth Jarvis. Jarvis, to me, I was texting with Eric Cole earlier today. To me, Jarvis is the small dog who thinks he's a big dog because he acts like a big dog. He plays a bigger game. When you watch him, what are you seeing? What do you think his potential really is?
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure. Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I mean, I think he is a guy that is getting, you know, near everything out of his game. I definitely think he's still going to get better. But I think he's improved a ton, and that's saying something. You know, you have guys that aren't very good at the start and then improve a ton, but I mean, he's always been really solid, and now he's just getting exceptional. And, you know, I think he's got the feeling that he knows he's, you know, kind of one of the guys I don't feel like we have one guy who's the face of the franchise, but I think there's, you know, whether there's, you know, three or four of them or whatever, but he's definitely one of those guys. And just with the energy he plays with, and, you know, the hits he makes here and there, and the goals he scores, and just his reactions. I mean, last night when he scored that goal and he goes to the ear and glides into the corner and lets the glass have it. I mean, could there be any better celebration than that at that time? You know, telling the crowd, I need you, I need to hear you, you know? And
right.
I get chills talking about it right now. He's just a special, special player. And, you know, he just keeps getting better and better. And he knows, you know, he knows he's important. But he goes about it the right way every day. He grabs his lunch pail and he goes out there and blocks shots and hits and, you know, gives 110% every time out. It doesn't matter if he scores or not. He's effective and a huge leader on this team.
Yeah, the interesting thing for me about Jarvis is that when Rod changed the lines a couple of months ago and he put Jesper Foss down to play on a fourth line to give them some more, just a little bit more grit below. And he put Jarvis there with Staal and Martinook. And just watching it, it just seemed to me like Jarvis just enjoyed playing that way. You know, very north-south, you know, try to be physical, all about just being a pest. And I thought he had a great time with it. Clearly, he can play on a top line because he, Aho, and Gensel, you know, just worked incredible magic together for about, you know, 3.5-4 weeks. But when they flip Svechnikov to go back up top and put Jarvis back there again, I think he digs it. And I think he loves playing that way. And as long as they have the puck, he's going to get a chance to score. And that happened last night.
Right. Yeah. I think he's the ultimate teammate. Just the way he handles that. I mean, there's so many guys that would sulk about that and look at that as a demotion. And I don't know how he looked at it, but from the outside, it looks like he said, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to bust my butt every second I'm out there. And I'm going to try and add something to this line that they haven't necessarily had. And, you know, I'm going to give it my all. And you would think the kid was in a tryout and, you know, they just throw him out there and show us what you can do. I mean, he is buzzing and lifting people up. And I mean, I can't say enough about him, the way he reacts to certain situations like that. And, you know, what a player for Roddy to have, to know that, oh, I can plug this guy in here. He's not going to sulk. He's going to make them better. He's going to turn that, you know, add an offensive flair to that line. And I mean, what a great luxury to have.
And the other guy I really wanted to ask you about was Jordan Martinook, who is one of those players that, like, is not, he helps you win, right? He's just a foot soldier type player. You can deploy him anywhere you want. Sometimes Rod uses him to get other lines going. But the way Martinook approached that play, 9 seconds after Aho makes it 3-3, the way he just threw Noah Dobson away and grabbed the puck. Martinook makes plays like that. Is there a player that you played with that reminds you of Jordan Martinook, or that Martinook reminds you of?
You know, he's very similar to Jarvie in that it doesn't matter where he is, he's going to give you 1,000,000%, and he's going to score those goals. You know, Jarvie's obviously got more offense, but, you know, Martinook's going to throw those goals in here and there. I don't know if it's like a Dallas Drake who was more physical than Marty, but Marty's physical, and you need to know when he's out there and that type of thing. Maybe a Mike Keane. Who I played with in Montreal is, you know, just a gritty son of a gun.
Yeah.
He just knows, scores some big goals. But I think Marty's one of those guys who, when you're sitting in the locker room before the game and you start looking around, like, what am I going to get from this guy? What's this guy bringing? You just look at him and you go, hell yeah, this guy, I know he's going to be there. And he's going to be on the tip of his toes, ready to run through a wall for all these guys in this room and the coach and that type of thing. So, but those guys are great to have. You know, the guys that you know are going to elevate in the playoffs, they're going to do everything the right way. And we got a bunch of those guys, and that's why, you know, we're a great team. And, you know, that's why they have success. And you know, we just want to keep seeing more and more of it.
Yeah, Sean Hill is joining us. A couple more minutes with him. Rod says this about Martinook all the time. I know what I'm going to get. Like, I know what I'm, right. I know when I put Martinook on the ice, I know exactly what I'm going to get. Same thing he says about the captain, Jordan Staal. For me, I do 3 stars. I ignore what happens in the building. I give my own 3 stars after every game. I put all 3 of those guys. I had Jarvis as my first star, Staal as my second star last night. I just think that his physical presence all over the ice, he won 13 of 17 faceoffs. I know he only had the 1 point. Martinook had the goal, but Staal makes the pass on the Jarvis goal. I thought those 3 were the best players on the ice for Carolina. There were a lot of candidates because they were obviously dominant. But then the cap, Jordan has grown into a great captain.
Right. Yeah. I think he's his game in the playoffs too. You know, sometimes in the regular season, you're just kind of like, gosh, I wish he'd hit more. You know, I wish he'd hit more. And you can tell now that he's, you don't have to ask that now. You don't have to wish for that now because he's laying guys out and he's bringing the heat. And the nice thing about that is that, you know, you see that today and you see that yesterday and in game one, but you know, when we get to game 4 and if there's a game 5 and 6, whatever, hopefully not, but if there is, you know, they're going to be feeling those hits that, Jordo yep. and Marty and all the guys were laying on him early in the series. And, you know, that's big stuff. But, you know, I think Jordan's one of those guys who's, you know, you know exactly what you're getting with him too. And he's so dependable and such a big body, and he can get points. And you know, obviously he's one of the best faceoff guys there is. I mean, to know that, you know, those type of stats and you're going out there to try and win a draw against the guy is probably a little bit deflating. But, yeah, just a big body who really knows how to get the guys in order, and it's not like he's just a rah-rah guy. He does it himself every shift. So great leaders, great leadership group that the team has, and you know, a lot of guys that don't have letters on their jersey, but you know they're leaders whether they have it or not.
There's no question about that. They are loaded in that department. Sean Hill, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Go make a sandwich, and we will talk to you very soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Adam.
You got it. I'm sorry. I got, was it?
Youngsville and Lewisburg. They're close.
Lewisburg is where where his Jersey Mike's is.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to get that right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of traffic in Youngsville, but no Jersey Mike's.
I did not realize that there was clearly bad blood between the two towns. I didn't realize
I'm not aware of any bad blood, but okay, maybe so I should talk to Sean.
So there's not a, like a diss track
right.
somewhere.
Yeah.
Good.